A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington on Monday, March 27th, 2023. This is Live Talk. I am Gibbs Dube. Tonight, we are talking about a sting operation conducted by Al Jazeera linking some prominent people in President Emmerson Mnangagwa's inner circle to a massive gold smuggling ring. One of the people featured prominently in the Al Jazeera documentary, Ambassador at Large Hubert Angel, has dismissed the report, saying he was aware of what was going on when Al Jazeera journalists recorded him while discussing gold smuggling strategies with his colleagues. But before we discuss this issue, a quick look at what is happening in Zimbabwe. Some prominent ministers and veteran members of parliament were beaten hands down in ZANU-PF primaries conducted over the weekend. Those who beat the dust include Matoran South Provincial Minister Abednego Ncube, Deputy Information Minister Kindness Baradza, Trade Minister Sekai Nzenza, National West Regional Minister Mary Mliswa, Information Technology Minister Janfat Muswere, and several others. Some ZANU-PF parliamentarians also found the going tough. Joseph Chinotimba, who is also a well-known socialite, had a baptism of fire in Buhera. Veteran Member of Parliament Simbane Uta Mdarikwa of Uzumba was trounced in a packed field of contestants. But others were lucky to come out clean in the primaries. Sithembiso Nyoni and Stars Thembi Mate beat their rivals in Nkayi, Matabeleland and North. Several other sitting lawmakers also breathed a sigh of relief after they narrowly defeated their rivals. Zimbabwe's Songbird and Tsaba Tsaba dancer Sandra Ndebele beat her rivals in the Pelandaba Council primaries. But former Zimbabwe Electoral Commissioner Kubani Moyo is still licking his wounds after biting the dust in Insiza. He is expected to contest the results of the poll. Namhla zulukandaba sikuxoxa ngobukhohlakali obuvezwe ngabezindaba abe Al Jazeera kumabona kude. Kodwa singakethi uyilokhu sike sikhangele okwenzakala eZimbabwe. Bekuqhutshwa ukhetho lwama-primaries ngempela viki, okulabanye abaphatha intambo bakarhulumente abakhe phansi. Bakhoqela uMnumzana Abednego Ncube eGwanda, uNkosikazi Sekai Nzenza, uMnumzana Kindness Baradza labanye. Omele iBuhera South edale lePhalamende, uMnumzana Joseph Chinotimba, ukhe phansi kukhetho lolu, kanye labanye asebehlale kakhulu edale lePhalamende. Still in Zimbabwe, the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization has hailed Zimbabwe's efforts to move to climate-resistant grains such as millet to improve food security. An FOA team is currently in Zimbabwe to promote the grains and celebrate the International Year of Millets. Columbus Mavunga reports from Maswingo.
Years ago, all these fields belonging to Chiesa Rupedo would mainly be dedicated to corn for saza or ischwala, a thick porridge that serves as the country's staple food. It's now all small grains. The change in crops has been easy, Rupedo says.
I prefer small grains because this place is hot. There is less rain, which is suitable for millets. Plus, we discovered that small grains need less labor to plant them.
But not everyone prefers the small grains, which some call traditional grains. Vangelis Aretatos is Zimbabwe's Deputy Minister of Agriculture.
Some people have been resisting, and that's also correct because, you know, they haven't grown traditional grains for many years, and now you're trying to influence them to grow. So there's naturally, as human beings, we are going to resist. But like I said, when you see your next door farmer producing and thriving, you yourself, you make the decision and say, you know what, the government, what it's saying is actually correct. Let me try.
According to the Zimbabwean government and the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization, small grain yields are triple those of corn, the country's staple crop, and are more nutritious. Scientists say that with climate change reducing rainfall and causing recurring droughts, farmers should move away from corn.
Zimbabwe used to be called the food basket of Africa. Zimbabwe is, is one of the areas that we consider the center of origin for sorghum in the Southern African region. And because of the diversity and the hard work and the investment that the government is making in this area. We thought that Zimbabwe is a good example and a good place to start with launching International Year of Millets in Africa.
Andrew Mushita heads Zimbabwe's Community Technology Development Organization and has been working with the UN Food and Agriculture Organization to promote small grains in the country. He says a corner has been turned in the last 2 years.
Precisely because then we are facing challenges of climate change, which is quite devastating, and which has seen Zimbabwe being a net importer of food rather than exporter of food. So that really brought a wake-up call for both government and many development partners and civil society organizations to begin to invest in the production and increase the utilization of traditional foods.
The government hopes that small grains will soon make up at least a third of Zimbabwe's food reserves and that the country can resume exporting surplus food. Columbus Mavunga for VOA News, Mashingo, Zimbabwe.
Back to the topic of the day, President Emmerson Mnangagwa today urged the courts to jail Zimbabweans involved in corruption and drug abuse. Mnangagwa, who made these remarks today while officially opening Epworth Magistrates Court, did not directly link his remarks to some people in his inner circle who are said to be involved in a gold smuggling ring. This was uncovered by Al Jazeera. His ambassador at large, Hubert Angel, claims that he deliberately misled the Al Jazeera journalists as he was aware that they were trying to nail him on the gold selling scam. He told them that he is capable of shipping gold using a diplomatic bag. Some of the people featuring in the Al Jazeera documentary series are said to be well-known illegal gold traders, suspected criminal cartels, fixers, and others. The Zimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission says it is following with interest the Al Jazeera documentary series, while the police still maintain that they are not aware of what is going on. Namhlanje njoba silivezeleke sikhuluma ngodaba lolu Al Jazeera olumayelana negolide okuthiwa libiwa mahlayana ngabadlelana lomongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa. And joining us right now to discuss this issue, we've got Mr. Archibald Chiponda of ZANU-PF. He's the official spokesperson in Bulawayo. We also have Mr. Itai Marondetse of the Citizens Coalition for Change. I'm not sure if we still have Mr. Chiponda. I had one phone actually dropped here. So, Mr. Chiponda, are you on the line? Yes, I'm told that we have just lost Chiponda. We hope that there's power in Zimbabwe. Let's cross over to Mr. Itai Marondetse of CCC. So he's representing the Citizens Coalition for Change. After we tried Mr. Ostalo Siziba, I think he's got a challenge too with his phone. Mr. Marondetse, welcome to the program, sir.
Oh, afternoon. Thank you, Gibbs.
Thank you very much for joining our show. So let's start on this note that, you know, are you really surprised about what was exposed by Al Jazeera?
Oh, not at all, not at all. I think what Al Jazeera has done is to give us a more clear outline, more so a video and a graphical illustration of what we had always known, and the individuals, the top politicians in ZANU-PF who have been amassing wealth by looting from the public in Zimbabwe. So it doesn't really come as a surprise, but we are happy that all that we have been advocating for, we have been vindicated.
So now, looking at what is happening right now, there are some people who are saying there's absolutely no evidence that gold exchanged hands. So how would you take that?
I think it doesn't also surprise us because numerous incidents involving looting of national resources by ZANU-PF politicians has been going on for years, and most of the cases, even in Zimbabwe, that were prosecuted they never really got anyone convicted besides, having overwhelming evidence. We can name the Wajgajenas, several ZANU-PF top politicians who have been implicated, and because the ZANU-PF has had its grip on the judiciary and everything, we have not seen any successful prosecution of those individuals. So this one is not different. We expected them, as usual, to deny, but the evidence is there for each for anyone. To make a determination that it is clearly out there that these individuals who are coming out of this documentary indeed are, without any shadow of doubt, involved in such activities.
Now, Mr. Warondeza, your leader, Mr. Nelson Chamisa, wrote on Twitter saying the fish rots from the head. He was saying this after watching the first part of the Al Jazeera documentary. Can you elaborate on what you are saying here?
Oh, yes. Clearly, the fish rots from the head, and it does mean exactly that. That the head of state, Mr. Mnangagwa, is fully responsible for all these shenanigans that we are seeing that involves this whole grand looting. Because these very individuals who feature in this documentary have very, very close links with the president. We have seen that in several pictures that have been circulating. And in particular, Hubert Angels, the so-called prophet, was actually handpicked and appointed by the president as an ambassador at large. So all these activities that he has been doing them, he has been doing them under the full cover of the head of state. And that's what he clearly outlines when he engages in that documentary, that he can call the president, he can sign documents. He is the number two in the country without even the president's involvement. So it does reflect that the whole issue involving this corruption is actually at the mercy of the head of state.
Go ahead and put it in Shona, say. Go ahead, Mr. Nlondeza.
Yeah. Nyaya ya kubudisirwa ye gold mafia ne Al Jazeera. Inongotipa zvatagara tichitaura se triple C, se ma citizens e Zimbabwe, kuti nyika yedu iri kuparadzwa nekuda kwehuori nekubirwa mari yakawanda chaizvo nevatungamiriri veZANU-PF. Izvozvo zvabva zvabuditswa pachena nedhokumendari iri, nekuti vanhu vari mukati menyaya idzi vanotobuditsa pachena kuti vanhu vari kushanda nemusangano weZANU-PF, and vari kuzviita vakazvidzivirira kana kuti vakapfeka nguo dzeZANU-PF. Nekuti kana wapfeka nguo yeZANU-PF zvinoreva kuti wapamusoro pemutemo, hakuna mupurisa achakuvhunza, unoita madiro. Tinozviona vana Passion Java, iwo ana Henrietta Rushwaya, ana Hubert Angels, anotaura kuti anotopinda paairport pasina nyangwe anobata chii chaanenge ainacho, zvichireva kuti vanhu vari kurarama nekushanda vari pamusoro pemutemo nekuda kwekuti vane ukama nemutungamiri wenyika weZANU-PF. Asi tinoda kuti titaurire ruzhinji rweZimbabwe kuti zvose zvataimbenge tichiita zvekunge tiri kufungidzira, kana kuti vamwe vainge vachidhauta kuti nyaya dzeuori dziri kutaurwa idzi ndedzechokwadi here, ndofunga iko zvino nedhokumendari izvi nemamwe achauya masiriz asati abuda, abudisa pachena ende achabudisa pachena zvatagara tichitaura. Saka ZANU-PF harisi bato rine chido cheruzhinji rweZimbabwe, ibato rine vanhu vari muzvigaro izvi kuda kupfumisa homwe dzavo nedzehama dzavo nevari pedyo navo vakavatenderedza.
Thank you very much, and stay on the line. We're still trying Mr. Chiponda, and we are trying also Mr. Chuma, that is Joseph Chuma of ZANU-PF. He's a gold miner. Let me say he's a gold expert based in Bulawayo as well. So now we are going to take a short break very shortly, but let's see some of the things that we have here coming from the people on the ground. And one of the people that has sent a message is Mr. Nkululeko Ndlovu, who says, we know all this that is happening in the country, and one of those things is not as good as we may have wished to have. So kulabo-ke abasibukeleyo khona manje, we are going to take a short break, and we are coming shortly.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the expose that was done by Al Jazeera, which is linking some of the people that are in President Emmerson Mnangagwa's inner circle to a gold smuggling ring. We are currently streaming this discussion live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We're also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. You can also find us on our websites, www.voaindebele.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voazimbabwe.com. You can also send us a message right now on all these social media platforms. And tonight, as I've said, we're talking about what is happening in Zimbabwe, where there is an alleged gold smuggling syndicate. Our guests are Mr. Itai Marondetse and Mr. Archibald Chiponda. Mr. Chiponda has got a challenge with his phone, so we hope that we are going to get hold of him as soon as possible. So Zulukandi Daba, namhlanje ke sikhangela khonoku ongani kumangalisa abantu ukuthi kambe igolide leZimbabwe lingebiwa ngendlela okuthiwa libiwa ngayo. So ke sizwile ke abantu abaningi besithi lokhu kuyamangalisa, abanye njalo bathi akumangalisi ngoba kuningi okwenzakale elizweni sonke isikhathi. Kula makholazi esilawo lapha-ke esingathi sibachayele incingo nomakholazi amathathu lapha yamaproducer wethu sanika ukuthi athathe-ke abe sibafonela abantu laba abathathu size ukuthi bathini ngakhonokhu ukwenzela. Ngoba manje icingwani silo mnumzana Itai Marondetsa owebandla le-CCC zahamba la kuye ngamafitshane, kodwa sibone okunye-ke okhulunywa ngabantu khonapha enkundleni. So-ke nxa sikhangela-ke ku-VOA Ndebele siyabona ukuthi kulabantu kulo Ndlovu. Ndlovu uthi ngicela limfonele khona manje. Ndlovu, lapho khona ukwazi ukuthi siyakudinga khona manje. So-ke ubambe ifoni yakho kwenza ukuthi ngase sikufonela sikuthole kahle. So-ke let's go back to Mr. Marondetsa and find out exactly what as a citizen or CCC as a people-driven party, as they put it, can do about some of these things. So, Mr. Marondetsa, you have been observing all this going on, and people are calling for the confiscation of all assets linked to this gold smuggling ring. Is it possible to do that? Because here we are looking at some kind of political will. Can the government actually do that and make a commitment for those people that are doing all this to face the music? Do you see this happening in Zimbabwe?
Oh, yes, Gibbs. Unfortunately, we have a broken down system, deliberately so, by the incumbent regime. There is no sign or any indication to the contrary, because we are talking of cases that have been happening even before this expose, which obviously this one is on a grand scale. But even though the individuals who have been arraigned before the courts involving corruption and looting of public funds, no, particularly those in ZANU-PF, there have not been any one who has been prosecuted, and hence it gives us an impression that even in this particular case, because to make even matters worse, the head of state seems to be also implicated in this whole scam. So it then actually makes it more so difficult to even imagine that any prosecution is going to take place.
But he's saying people who are involved in corruption should be arrested, according to him.
Yes, but that is the rhetoric that he has always been giving. And it's just, you know, a paradox, because he has been, it's just like when he talks about we don't want violence, we want peaceful political engagements and so forth. But he is just mimicking, but in reality, that has not, we have not seen that being implemented practically on the ground. Violence continues to take place right before his eyes, and the perpetrators have just gone scot-free. And even in cases that involves corruption, if anything, those who are actually involved seem to do that against the background that they know that there are no consequences, because they enjoy that cover from the ZANU-PF political elites.
Yes, we've got some messages from people that are sending them on our Facebook pages. And one of them is Mr. Simon, who says the situation, the question is, we have heard a lot about what is happening in Zimbabwe. So what is next? So that's the big question that this gentleman is asking about. So, and then we've got a guy who says, call me right now. I want to participate in the show. Let's hope that we are going to call these people and get them. Kosnati says, call me again. So I think maybe we're trying to call him. And then we've got another person who posted a message here. His name is Mkwebo. He says, too much gold being looted in Zimbabwe, so we don't know what is going on. So yakhuluma lapha ke Mkwebo uthi, hey, igolide liningi kakhulu enebiwa kwele Zimbabwe. So kumele kulungiswe konke lokhu. Singazi Mkhwebu great man ukuthi kuyalungiswa kumbe hatshi. Kuzobuya ke lo munye othi ngudoubt uthi ZANU-PF sesihlube kakhulu, so kumele kusetshenzwe. So ke sizile khola lapha ecingweni, sike sizwe ukuthi silobani. Khola, how are you? Peter in Zimbabwe, how are you doing?
Yeah, I'm not right, Zimbabwe.
Hai, Chiripo, Magadi. Yeah, kunjani baba? Peter, kunjani? Yeah, akusitshele nansi indaba yegolide. Uyibona njani indaba le?
Indaba le imbi kakhulu, vele indaba le ayicazi. Ndingakhangela vele ukuthi kathese injeni siyadileka, into zonile, kodwa vele abanye abantu ayebeluthi imali besizi imali kodwa vele i-development dollar akucazi vele.
Wena manje nxa bekukapula, so wena uyabusenzani mfowethu? Uyababukele kuphela kumbe la kumele ukapule?
Abantu bavele kumele bevotele out vele bephumi vele, ngoba vele abasincedi ngalutho vele abantu labo.
Ye, kodwa phela engxenye phela ukhetho alwaziyo ukuthi lungaphuma njani. Ukhetho luyenelisa ukuthi luphume kungenye indlela mfowethu. So manje okunye kumele kwenziwe kuyini nxa ubona ngazani imali yadliwa nje?
Vele abantu bavele kumele singathi kumele bebotshwe vele, but manje vele abasozebebotshwe, ngoba vele badla bonke amathoti wonke futhi.
So kuwabukela wona ama-document, i-documentary leyi kumabonakude kumbe uze abantu bekhuluma ngayo?
Mina ngayibona kuFacebook i-documentary yona.
Akusitshele ngayo simluthi wezokusithini uyibukele khonapho.
Oh, right, yes, I was going to say that bazokhuluma vele ngaborusha vele baphuna ukuthi 1.2 ngenje njani njani.
Akuzange ukuzwisa ubuhlungu khonokho. Yeah, I think ukola nazani ke amanombolo zethu ngani kazihambe ngemfanele. So we are still having our guest, Mr. Itai Marondeze, and we've been trying to call ZANU-PF activists, and one of them is Mr. Archibald Chiponda, and the other is Mr. Joseph Chuma in Zimbabwe, but their phones are problematic. And hopefully one of them can join us in the next few minutes. We're only remaining with 5 minutes to go. So let's go come back to you, Mr. Chiponda. Mr. Marondeze. So looking at how things can be handled, is there any way that investigations can be set in motion here?
Yeah, I think what we need is to, as citizens of Zimbabwe, because this particular expose, in my opinion, goes beyond party politics, because it is affecting the very fabric and core of our own lives as Zimbabweans. So all progressive institutions should come together and put pressure so that the regime and the state institutions such as the judiciary, the police, even Zak should take action so that at least most of these individuals that are involved are held to account, because this, I think, has really exposed us as a country to the extent that even the security of the country is now at risk if such activities and operations...
Yes, just hold on there. I've got a caller on the line. Okay. Caller, kuna South Africa, kunjani? Hello, caller, kunjani?
Hello?
Yeah, kunjani, ba?
I see a pila njani.
See a pila. Nako ke utaba, lwe kualite, okutuwa liye biwa, okunyongu maalisa. Posela kuba.
Hey, loku kunjina, kuru... ukuzima kakhulu akhulumeki lokhu baba kuyasibonisa ukuthi hhayi uhulumeni osiphethe nje akula hulumeni amasela wodwa nje la asiphethe lapho ugovernment.
So wena i-documentary yangikhona yokuqala wayibona?
Ngangayibona le video yakhona ko-YouTube lana.
Injani nxa uyikhangele?
Hhayi, ikhombisa ubusela obukhulu, ukungcola nje kwephalamende yonke nje. Uhulumeni kusuka khona enhlokweni enkulu khona nokumnani kwakho.
Ye, kodwa kulungiswa njani mfowethu konoko? Kulungiswa njani into enje mfowethu?
Lokhu ngalungisa ivoti nje ayikho enye into, akuphume yona le mgulukudu yeZANU-PF emandleni, abantu abavote ngokugcwele njani kubambe bonke beyovota, nabangapha ngase-South Africa abantu abamake sure ukuthi bahambe beyovota nje ekhaya.
Manje njengoba kula maphathi amaningi angaka, akusezukhathaza konoko? Njengoba kula maphathi amaningi kangaka akukhathazi konokho? Ungixolele.
Eyi, akhona kunzima kakhulu, kodwa-ke abantu umelelelwe ngamandla onke ukuthi izani iphume embusweni.
Ye, siyakuzwa. Nxa ukuthi ungakhuluma-ke utshela abantu beZimbabwe ngokuthi ubona ngani isimo sonke lesi, ngaphandle kokuvota okunye abangakwenza kwini njengoba betshiselwa ngaphakathi njengawe kangaka?
Okunye nje okungenzakala nje angiboni ngicanti into engalungisa nje yilo lelo voti kuphela. Akukhonye abangakwenza ngoba izani nje angeke bezibe khona abantu uma ungasalungiswa ngalo lelo voti.
Ye, sikhuluma lobani mfowethu?
Ukhulumayo ngu-Fitness wakweDube eLupane eJibajiba.
Ye, phosela okugcina Dube.
Hhayi, ngithi abantu nje ababambane nje konke kuyolunga, akukho nje okungalungiye. Abantu ababambane bevote nje bekhuphe nje izani embusweni kuphela.
Ye, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke, ungathinelwa kusasa mfowethu. Uhlala ufona phela, uhlala ubuya. Ye, we have come to the end of our show today. We wish to thank our guests and listeners, callers. Let's meet again next time. This is Kip Dube in Washington, D.C., saying good night, Zimbabwe.